Many times in life, to get more, we actually need to do less. To achieve more, we have to remove. Hey, I'm Spencer Powell. I'm the CEO over at Builder Funnel, and we're on our way to generating $1 billion in revenue for our clients. Hit subscribe to follow along. Today, I want to get into something that has worked really well for me in several different areas. My hope is that just sharing my thoughts on this, that you can use it in your life in some way as well. And I found that this is very simple in theory, but at times has been pretty difficult to execute. It's been worthwhile to execute, which is why I decided to share about this. And that is narrowing your focus. And I think a lot of times you hear about this in other contexts of saying no to other things and making it the year of no, or, you know, all of this kind of stuff. But really, I think when you look at it, what you're doing is you're just saying, I need to narrow my focus. And the first time I experienced this was I was working with my dad at his business, and he had a direct mail business that he had purchased from his father-in-law and had been running it for many, many years. And he had recently gone to a conference, and they basically told all the direct mailers in the room, hey, direct mail is going off a cliff and you need to transform your business and get into digital in some way, integrate with digital, tie in with digital, start looking at that. And so that was really where I came in. I had started a social media company as kind of a side hustle. I was working with a few clients, and then he said, hey, do you want to just come over here to my company, TMR Direct, and we'll figure out some digital marketing stuff and how we can tie that in with direct mail? And so we started down that path. And at the time, it was, you know, hey, we'll do your social media, we'll do your blogging, you know, work on your SEO a little bit. And that was pretty much it. And so we had a very broad focus. We just kind of were like, hey, if it's in digital, we'll figure it out. We can help you with it. And it was very generic, not a strong offering at all, honestly. But I started reading the HubSpot blog, and I was reading it. I probably read it for over a year, and I didn't even realize they sold software. I just thought the information was incredible. I didn't even know they sold anything. And so I just followed their content. And then one day I saw like start a free trial, 30-day free trial or something. Like, oh, what's this? Well, of course I'm signing up. I've gotten so much good information from them. And so after that, we did the demo, talked to a sales guy, realized that actually becoming a partner agency of theirs was going to make a lot of sense for us. And so we partnered with HubSpot, and that was the first kind of narrowing for us. And we said, okay, we're not really going to work with anyone unless they adopt HubSpot for their marketing. Like, we're not interested in learning, you know, dozens and dozens of different marketing software, because then we're not going to be as good, right? If we kind of like, yeah, you want to work with HubSpot, great, we know that. Oh, but if it's, you know, Infusionsoft or if it's some other software, we could see that it was going to be much better if we focused. We'd get better results for our clients. So that was a narrowing. We didn't take on random projects. We only did long-term, ongoing relationships. And so the way we market and sold was very different. And the way we built our service was very different. Really, once we started going down this path, very quickly we realized we needed to focus on an industry. And that was when we ultimately created the Builder Funnel brand that many of you know and see today. That was born out of a few years of, I would say, kind of floundering around, trying to figure out what our focus was, building some good expertise for remodelers and custom builders. But we also had several other industries that we had clients in. And so we recognized we need to narrow our focus and start saying no. And it was really, really hard. I know if you listen to me for a while, you've probably heard me give examples of, hey, if you're a remodeler, you might consider, I'll never tell you should do something just because it sounds good to me, but you might consider specializing in one type of service. You know, if you are a kitchen remodeling specialist and that is all you do, you will have to say no to other stuff. You'll have to say no to those big addition projects that maybe the dollar volume looks really nice, or the multi-room stuff, or the basement stuff. And it will be really painful in the short term. I know this because I said no to opportunities that came our way, that once we decided to go the route of Builder Funnel and focus on this industry and commit to this industry and making this industry better, we had to say no to dentists and auto shops and, you know, franchises. There were some compelling opportunities that came our way, and saying no was difficult, but it was all in the effort to keep that focus really narrow. And very quickly, over the first couple of years of focusing and committing to that brand, everything got easier. I won't say it was easy, but because we were so narrowly focused, you know, our marketing was more tight, more crisp. Our sales process made a lot more sense. We had a compelling offering. And then the results that we were getting started to grow because we got so much more depth of expertise in this industry. And we knew kind of where the buttons were that we wanted to push right away and where we could get quick wins. And so if you're sitting there in your business, I would just try to identify if there is an opportunity to narrow your focus. It doesn't necessarily have to be just kitchens. That's an example. But if there is, I would consider it. I would really look at it, you know, because it is a big decision. And so you have to be confident in it, and you have to commit to it. But the funny thing about these types of decisions, and why I said it's very simple in theory, but very difficult to execute, is because if you do decide to specialize in kitchens, say, as the example, and a basement comes your way, you have to say no to that. And that might be saying no to 100 or 150 grand that you might really need. You might really need that project now. But if you do that, it will continue to distract against that hyper specialization of whatever focus you decide to pick. So as an exercise, I would just say, hey, is there anything within your business that you can explore that would be narrowing the focus? I know for me, very, very difficult in the short term. I wish I would have done it sooner. So very, very beneficial in the long term. And as I was thinking about this topic, I've noticed it in a lot of small things, just this idea of narrowing your focus. And for me, I think about like the podcasts that I listen to. Instead of like broad entertainment podcasts or general news podcasts or news channels, I have a very select list of a handful of curated podcasts. And I get way more out of that narrow focus of podcasts that I've intentionally picked and thought about. Instead of broad like newspapers, you know, I don't subscribe to our local newspaper. I don't even subscribe to, you know, like the Times or any big newspapers. I actually subscribe to, again, a handful of very niche Substacks, which if you're not familiar with Substack, it's just a basically like a newsletter platform. And so people that have really, really deep expertise create newsletters, and they write about those topics, and they have data on those topics. And, you know, for a lot of them are free, but many of them are paid. And so for, you know, 10 or 20 bucks a month, you can subscribe to a newsletter and get this depth of expertise. And so I have narrowed my reading consumption in terms of what you would think of as just like general newspapers or, you know, getting information. I go to just these niche newsletters. And I found that I get way, way more out of that than just, you know, here's what the main headlines are that everybody's looking at. And then I started to look at some other buckets, and working out is one of those. And I do the same lifts every week generally, and they're more like full body and larger range of motion versus like a ton of little auxiliary lifts. And I found that for my goals, at least right now, I get a lot more out of that because I'm able to keep my time down and my output up, and that ratio. I'm not trying to add tons and tons of muscle right now. I'm not trying to lose tons and tons of weight right now. I'm really just looking to maintain a really healthy spot that I like that I'm at. And so I've been able to focus in and say no to, you know, all the little lifts and just say, hey, I'm going to commit to some of these big full range of motion core lifts and just narrow that focus. And then I looked at investing, and there's tons of things you can invest in when it comes to stocks. There's, you know, thousands, probably tens of thousands. But I've put my stocks and crypto in more like maintenance mode, where I spend all of my brain energy thinking about how to best invest in either real estate or my own business, and just keeping that focus there and just saying, hey, don't have the brain bandwidth to be studying individual stocks like I used to. I used to do a lot of researching around individual stocks and looking at all their metrics and their numbers and trying to basically find good entry points and then hold those for a long time, and have just needed to narrow my focus in that bucket. And by just focusing on investing in business and real estate, I've been able to get a lot more out of that bucket in my life than when I was kind of spread all over the place looking at lots and lots of other different companies. And then the last bucket I looked at was relationships. And for whatever reason, I've always been someone with just very few good friends. Early on in my life, when I was in more, I would say, junior high, high school, I was definitely envious of people that seemed to have a lot of friends. They always seemed to know everybody. They would walk the halls, and it just seemed like they had lots of friends. And I always had like two great friends, you know, and we did everything. We hung out almost every weekend, you know, multiple times a week. But I really didn't have a lot of like loose friendships or anything like that. And when I look back on that, I am really glad that I just had a couple of those relationships, because I feel like I was able to get a lot more out of those. And today I don't really enjoy surface level relationships. I get so much more meaningful experiences, deeper conversations, lasting memories from a few really deep and good relationships. And so again, just kind of narrowing the focus. It's been a common theme for me in lots of different areas. And so as I was thinking about this, I just wanted to share it, because some of them I think came naturally to me. It was just kind of the way I was wired, but some I've had to make pretty intentional choices around saying no to other things, narrowing that focus of what I am going to spend a lot of time and effort on. And some of those decisions are really tough. They are. And you don't know how it's going to play out. That's I think, one of the exciting things about life, but it also makes those decisions can be a little nerve-wracking at times. And so just wanted to reflect on some of these examples in a variety of different areas in my life, in hopes that it helps you as you're thinking about, you know, your business or some of the areas in your life. Maybe there's an opportunity to narrow the focus and actually get more of what you want out of whatever bucket that is. So let me know, guys, what was your biggest takeaway from today? Anything that stood out to you or anything that you've narrowed your focus on? I would love to hear from you. You can always shoot me a note over at radio@builderfunnel.com. I try to look at all of those as you guys send those in. And then we are still running if you leave a review of Builder Funnel Radio, just when you email in to radio@builderfunnel.com, put radio in the subject line, go ahead and throw your mailing address in the body copy of the email, and we will send you a free copy of my book, The Remodeler Marketing Blueprint. And again, would love to hear from you. Have you narrowed your focus on anything in your life and really gotten a lot more? The email address is radio@builderfunnel.com. And with that, I'll see you next time here on Builder Funnel Radio.